Trevanoa.
Yes.
The comedian. The one who's making the jokes, eh?
Yeah.
Jokes about us when we're on strike, eh?
Wendy, how appropriate is it on a morning where it looks like it's been raining for 40 days and 40 nights that we talk to somebody named Noah? Trevor Noah is on the line, the host of The Daily Show, performing at the Chicago Theater. We've got a pair of tickets to give away later, Saturday, October 20th, a 10 p.m. start. Trevor, how are you?
Thank you so much for having me on the show, folks.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The last time we spoke to you, I think, was right before that you were named the host of The Daily Show. And
right.
And you've not taken any of our calls since then,
not a
Trevor.
One. Not a one.
That's not true. You wished me the best, and the best has happened to me. So I'm just back on to say thank you for that.
Go back to that moment, because you were doing a fine job as being a correspondent on that Daily Show, and then all of a sudden there's this big decision to be made over who will be replacing Jon Stewart, and it's you. Go back to the moment where you realize it's you.
The moment I will never forget till the day I die. I mean, I never thought in a million years that I would get the job, but I've always believed in life. Rather have your name in the hat than to never try at all. And so, I was doing shows in Dubai at the time, and I got the call, and it was the craziest thing ever. I'm in the back of a taxi in Dubai, and my manager calls me and goes, "Hey, man, you're going to be the new host of The Daily Show." And you know, you get that feeling where you're so happy you want to throw up?
Sure.
That's what happened to me. And then I got out of the car, and I almost fainted. It was just such an insane moment. And then I told my friend who was with me, and I was lucky, like two of my best friends were with me that day to celebrate. And I was like, "Dude, this is amazing." And my friend's like, "Let's get a drink." And then we're like, "Oh, yeah, we're in Dubai." So we just had to be like, "All right, let's try and find a drink, and then we'll see if we can have one to celebrate." But it was one of those moments that I will never forget until the day I die.
But Trevor, whenever the conversation comes up, is America still the land of opportunity? For, you know, we built this country on the belief that you can come from anywhere in the world and come to America and make a name for yourself. You're a kid growing up in South Africa, a fan of TV, certainly. But did you ever in your wildest dreams think something like this could come true?
No, not at all. Not at all. I don't even think I had the rights to dream something this crazy, you know, especially considering where I came from. Like, I grew up where we didn't have running water in the house. We didn't have a flushing toilet. We didn't have a car for most of my life. We that wasn't, it's not a sob story. This is just how many of us lived, you know. We lived in a country where that was normal, unfortunately, if you were a person of color. So I never dreamed of coming to The Daily Show and doing all of these things. And Jon Stewart is someone who gave me a dream that I never knew even existed. And I love it every single day.
All right. Well, people are paying attention to television now because, you know, there's a guy in the White House that still shocks me. I kind of think that this is a bad dream and I'll wake up someday. And you've sold out every single one of your shows at the Chicago Theater. Congratulations on that. People are listening
to
you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, you know what? I'm having a great time. You know what's fun is Chicago was one of the few markets that came out to watch my stand-up before The Daily Show. Like, I used to have people coming out, selling out weekends before. I mean, not at the Chicago Theater. This is huge. But you know, Chicago's always been good to me. And I guess now, more than ever, people are going, "Hey, man, are we crazy or are we all experiencing the same thing?" And I think that's what I'm enjoying is being in a place where we all get to come together and compare notes and be like, "Okay, no. We're all seeing the same thing. The emperor has no clothes. So let's talk about what's going on under there."
Trevor, do you see his presidency, Donald Trump's presidency, as sort of a mixed blessing? He's good for business, certainly, but beyond business, this is a country. This is real life. So where do you stand on this?
It's tough. You know, I don't know how to handle Donald Trump emotionally. I know logically that he is detrimental to America. I also do believe that when America comes out on the other side, if America survives Donald Trump, America will be better for it because people are more engaged in politics than they've ever been. People are, you know, holding their politicians accountable. There is discussions, there is discourse around politics. This is how it's supposed to be. You know, I'm always fascinated by how people don't pay attention to politics when it's a normal president. And I'm like, but we should always be focusing on politics because that's what governs our lives. You know, politics and sports, those are the only things we should be focusing on in the world. And essentially, like, that's where we are now. In terms of it being good for business, it's weird because I can only exist in the world that I exist in now. So I go, you know, I make hay while the sun shines. I think of it this way. I go, Donald Trump, for me, he's terrifying. And him being president of the most powerful nation in the world is a little bit scary. I can't deny that.
Sure.
But I also wake up every day knowing that he's going to make me laugh.
Right.
I can't deny that there's that. Right. Both of those feelings are happening simultaneously. So you know what it's like? I always say it's like there's a giant asteroid headed towards the Earth, but it's shaped like a penis. That's what it feels like.
You know, I have never been a political person. I really haven't. And we don't like to talk a lot of politics on this show, but you can't avoid it. And you're absolutely right. I have a 14-year-old son and an 18-year-old son who are completely into politics now, kind of because of Bernie Sanders, but now because of Donald Trump.
Right, right. And that's what it's become. And let's be honest, the truth is, Donald Trump doesn't let you not talk about him or politics. Like, he insists on being in the news even when we don't want him to be. I mean, like, even when a hurricane hits, Donald Trump somehow still crowbars himself into the news in some way, shape, or form, like shooting paper towels, like free throws, you know, like,
yeah.
Like he finds a way, and I think he enjoys being the center of attention. And, you know, Republicans are struggling with him, Democrats are struggling, people who don't even consider themselves affiliated to a party are struggling. There are very few people who look at Donald Trump and go like, yeah, this is, everything is going according to plan.
Although, to shake things up, I know a lot of people were not thrilled with the way the political parties were run, and sometimes things have to really be broken to be fixed again. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, no, that, can I tell you? That's very true. And I think in many ways this has been a referendum on politics as it stands. You know, Bernie Sanders was the same thing for people on the left. They were saying we're sick and tired of this, you know, this Washington elitism, which I understand, you know. You see it creep up in many ways on both sides. It's not something that people are crazy for saying. The only downside is how long can we handle a shakeup? So can America handle 4 years of being shaken up by Donald Trump? And after that 4 years is done, can you repair what has been shaken? Or are we now dealing with nuclear war with North Korea, which is a real thing now, and we used to joke about it, but now it actually seems like there is a possibility that a war could happen.
Trevor, do your best to answer this question, because people have asked Wendy and myself this, and I don't know the answer to it. They say, if you look at the landscape of your late night shows, and this is your show, and it's John Oliver's show, and it's Saturday Night Live, and it's the Jimmys, and it's Colbert, everybody seems to be on the attack with Trump, that there's no real support from the other side. No one's doing a show where they're going, no, Trump's a good guy. He's doing great things for everybody. So why do you think that is?
I think because it's the truth.
Yeah, it is the truth.
Can I be honest with you? You know, I understand people sometimes say, like, they're like, oh, it's mean. Why don't you go after somebody else? And why don't you? I go, hey, man, imagine if you said to a weatherman during a hurricane, yeah, but how come you're not talking about the sun in another part of the world? Because you have to cover the disaster as it's happening. I mean, I think of people like Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel is not a political guy. He never has been. Jimmy Kimmel is like the nicest guy you will ever meet. He, on his show, is always just like making fun of random things in the world, and he's never been Mr. Politics. He doesn't get involved. And you get to a point where, as you were saying, you may not be a political person, but at some point it's going to affect you. At some point, the politics are going to creep into your world, and then what do you expect people to do? And I don't think it's fair nor rational to say people should look at both sides when there is no both sides. You know,
sure.
If Donald Trump is saying that he can see the good in Nazis that are marching in Charlottesville, are we really going to say that? Like in the country that literally fought to beat the Nazis, are people really going to say, yeah, but let's look at both sides? There are no both sides sometimes. And that's tough, because I understand some people go, but then it's unfair. And I go, but there are some situations when, as people, we come together and we go, hey, man, there is no other side to this that we're willing to accept as human beings.
5 shows at the Chicago Theater, all sold out. Trevor Noah on the line with us, the host of The Daily Show. And we do have a pair of tickets for the 10:28 show, the 10 o'clock show on October 28th. Just want to ask you and get your take on this. The calm before the storm. Explain that to us, please.
The calm before the storm?
Where Donald Trump says at the military leaders meeting, you know, I've got the best group of military people behind me. This is the calm before the storm. What's your take on this?
Maybe he was following Tropical Storm Nate. Is that what he was talking about? Here's the thing with Donald Trump. I tell people this. It's terrifying, and it's so simple in its authenticity, and that is Donald Trump is running a reality show, and so he revels in cliffhangers. He enjoys, you know, toying with the story and keeping us on edge, and I think that's the game he's playing with Kim Jong-un is he's posturing and playing the crazy man and playing this person who may at any time go to war. Sometimes I think maybe he wants Kim Jong-un to do something so that he can launch a weapon or, you know, a bomb at his country or a strike. And it's scary because it's like it's Donald Trump's playing a game. The question is, are people in the rest of the world privy to that game, or are they going to ignore it, or are they going to react to it? And I don't think there is anything behind that, the calm before the storm, or there is only one thing that can be done, or there is Donald Trump, we have to admit, has been a lot of talk. I just hope that the other people don't act first, because then I think he will enjoy reacting to them.
That's a good point.
Trevor, I know you're short on time. I just want to pay you a huge compliment. In your last Netflix special, you did a bit about your perception of what the people walking across the street in New York was like, and it was based on what you'd seen in movies. That is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my whole life.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
You're so beautiful.
And that's what I enjoy. You know what? That's what I enjoy with the stand-up, man. For anyone who's coming to the shows, I know they're mostly already all sold out, but that's one thing I try and tell people as I go. You know, at my show, I talk about everything. We have fun with everything. You're political, you're not political. That's like I made my stand-up career telling jokes to everyone in every country, in every state in America as well. Like, we just have a good time, and I'm really blessed and lucky to be doing it. So thank you for your support.
Well, you're doing such a great job, both on The Daily Show and in your stand-up. Go see Trevor Noah. Tickets still available for one show at the Chicago Theater Saturday, October 28th.
No, they're all sold out.
They're all sold out.
We have the last pair of tickets.
This is it. This is the last.
You guys have the last pair. And I hope you guys are coming, by the way. And by the way, The Daily Show itself is coming to Chicago, so that's going to be fun. I hope you guys are going to take me out somewhere.
Oh, please come by.
I've got to eat something, learn something, see something, play something.
When is this, Trevor? When are you coming?
We're coming to Chicago next week. We're going to be there from Monday.
All right, Leah, definitely come by. We'll do something. We'd love to see you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so the Daily Show is going to be there. We're going to be having fun.
Trevor, you're the best. Thanks
so
much.
You are. Continued success.
Thank you so much, everyone.
It's Trevor Noah, everybody. We'll take a quick break, and then we do have a pair of tickets to give away, so we'll do that.
Yeah, that's what we'll do the fairest way. We'll come back. We'll have Jasmine clear all the lines.
Yeah.
And then
we'll people have been on hold for 20 minutes. I hate to do this to you. We want to give everybody a fair shot at these tickets because they're very hard to come by. So we'll come back. We'll give you some tickets. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.